Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began, The Call of God. And put very simply, God's call certainly is extended to those who He desires to be a ministry, as a pastor, a teacher, evangelist. But the call of God, because those of us who have accepted Jesus, we are His disciples, we have been given a responsibility and a privilege of being part of the Great Commission, to simply preach the gospel in the events and opportunities that God would make possible in our lives, as well as to exemplify it by our actions, by our words, by our behavior. People should know that there's something different about us if they are unsaved. They know that in fact, many times that difference is what will prompt them into conversation. And so we have to allow the Lord to bring us situations, and then He will give us the words to speak, the boldness, the sensitivity to be able to plant seeds. They don't necessarily have to confess Jesus right then and there, but God, as He said, one plants, another waters, but God gives the increase. So all that's important is that we just obey what He would have us to do. There is a beautiful analogy in God's Word about the body of Christ, that Jesus is the head of the body, and we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're members of His body in the earth, fitly framed or put together as God desires, the neck, the arms, the torso, the legs, and the feet. We simply obey the voice of the Lord. He is our head, and we would speak all that He would have us to declare. He's promised that He would deliver us, no matter how desperate the battle may seem. We will be victorious if we keep the faith of God and walk in His ways. When David spoke to his son Solomon as he neared his death, he didn't say for Solomon to just walk in your own ways, doing his own thing. He commanded his son to walk in the way of the Lord. And that command to walk in God's ways, to be very courageous and do what He would speak to our heart, just as He did with Joshua when Moses was no longer leader of the people of Israel. The Lord is speaking to His people today in this hour to be strong and to walk in divine principles, to keep His word, and to simply do that which He has asked us to do. And if we do that, then we will experience God's blessings, His success in everything we do. If the children of God will do all that the Lord has provided for us, prayer will be answered. We will see revival. We're told in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, "For the eyes of the Lord," and this hasn't changed from the time that was given, "the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him." Now, what does that mean? Are we sinless? Well, John tells us in the New Testament, no, if we say we are, we make Him a liar. None is without sin, but if we do sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But a heart that is perfect is a heart that is desiring to please God, who loves God, who will not turn aside to the distractions and detractions of the world, but will continue to set their face as flint toward the Lord and be single-hearted and single-minded. That's the perfection God is looking for. Will we fail at times? Will we stumble and fall? Yes, He's made provision for that, but it's where our heart is at. And so when Solomon was made king, he had a vision. In his sleep, he was asked by the Lord, what did he want? And we find that in 2 Chronicles, the first chapter and verse 7. And the word says, "In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him," an amazing potential possibility. He said, ask what I shall give thee. And whatever he was saying, what would you like? And I'll grant it to you. And Solomon said unto God, "Thou hast shewed great mercy unto David my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me a king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude." Now comes his request, verse 10, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great?" And God said to Solomon, "Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked," the normal thing that, you know, someone in the world would ask, "riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet ask long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there be any after, neither shall there any after thee have the like." So God not only gave his request because he was pleased with the request, he was giving him all the other things that the natural man would desire, riches and wealth and honor. And in the Word of God, we are told very simply that we are to learn of Jesus. "Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart," he said. When we have that desire to know him and to have his mind, his wisdom, his knowledge, God will give to us all these other things. What does the word tell us? "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you." We'll have the other, God knows the things that we need. Remember, Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father knows the things that you have need of. Don't be anxious for anything." God desires his people, men and women, who are willing to pay the price. And what is that price? Taking up our cross, whatever that may be, or however that looks in our lives. Those whom the Lord is calling, who will do the things that God is asking of them with obedience. In Ezekiel's day, God looked for a man. You know, that scripture I shared, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking," he's wanting to show himself strong in behalf of those who have a heart to seek him and to please him. And Ezekiel's day, God was looking for a man, but he couldn't find one. He said, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge." What is that? Kind of like a wall of protection. "And stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it." He was looking for intercessors, someone who would pray and ask God boldly and faithfully. What would God, you know, God desires, he doesn't desire judgment on anyone. But he said he was looking for a man, but he found none. "I found none. Therefore, I have poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God." So it's the message is very simple. God is sending forth a plea, a request. "Whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. He's calling a people that will say yes to him. God is looking for those whose heart is fully dedicated to the Lord. And it doesn't matter how old you are or how young. God has a plan and a season for every season of your life, for every time, regardless of your circumstances. He leads you in a plain path. That's what the scriptures say, because of your enemies. His hand, his eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. But our heart has to be willing to submit to the Lord and to obey the voice of the Lord in all that he would ask. Now, is sometimes that difficult? Well, we have examples in the Word of God. Remember Moses? He was 80 years old when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. And remember when God spoke to him out of the burning bush? He was really trying to get out of it. He said, you know, who am I to go to Pharaoh? Who am I to lead your people out? And God, in a sense, sort of compromised to his misgivings by letting Aaron, his brother, join him. And so we can't say that we're too old. We can't say that we're not skilled or anointed. It's whatever God is speaking in your circumstances or situation. Remember, when they crossed over on dry land through the Red Sea, God took Miriam and anointed her when she was past 90 to lead the women up and down the sands of the Red Sea, dancing and praising the Lord. That's Exodus 14 and 15. And so, beloved, we have a beautiful, a positive message to declare. That's why it's called the gospel, the good news. It's not a message of doom nor defeat, but one of life and power. It is God's hope for humanity. It is the truth. It is the good news that God has given to be shared and the preaching and the gospel preached till the very end of the age. And we must tell the world that Jesus is coming soon, and he's offering a way of escape to every man, woman, and child who have ears to hear. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we'll just continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.